Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria begin die week met 'n maksimum van 20, Johannesburg 18 en Tzaneen 24 grade. Ons begin in die stad van Johannesburg waar City Power sê die harde reën lei nou daartoe dat tegniese spanne nie by al die kragprobleme kan uitkom nie.
Operations have been severely impacted by the heavy rainfalls across the city of Johannesburg that have flooded some of the roads and even uprooting some of our electricity infrastructure. We opened the day with over 2600 logged calls with the majority emanating from the inner city power outage where two lines from Sebenza substation tripped in the early hours of the morning.
City Power se Isaac Mangena sê een van die lyne is sedert die herstel. Gebiede wat steeds geraak word sluit in Kensington, Malvern en Troyville. Intussen waarskei die SA weerdiens dat die tropiese stelsel wat nou oor groot dele van die binneland hang, nog swaar reën gaan bring.
It is of great consequence for the public to stay informed by monitoring weather warnings and updates.
Verskeie waarskuwings is reeds vir vandag uitgereik oor veral Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo, die Noordwes en die Vrystaat. SA Weerdiens voorspeller Lekgonolo Tabela sê die swaar reën gaan nog voortduur tot moontlik donderdag. Meer by jackrander.fm.com, klik op news. Die Weskaapse Hooggeregshof hoor van vandag tot woensdag af die aansoek aan deur My Vote Counts oor die grondwetlikheid van die wet op politieke befondsing. My Vote Counts wil die hof met politieke partye en onafhanklike kandidate verplig om alle privaat skenkings bekend te maak ongeag die bedrag. Dit vereis ook dat partye en kandidate die besteding van alle privaat skenkings verklaar. In Limpopo word 'n vroue polisiebeampte vandag in die Moribeng Landdroshof verwag op klagtes dat sy haar 26-jarige seun en sy 16-jarige vriendin na bewering doodgeskiet het. Polisiewoordvoerder Malesela Ledwaba sê die jong vrou het in die hospitaal aan haar wonde beswyk.
Upon arrival with paramedics, they found the victim's son motionless with gunshot wounds, holding a sharp instrument in his hand. Further police investigation will determine the detailed circumstances that led to the incident. The case is being handled by IPED.
In internasionale nuus vergader Israel se veiligheidskabinet vandag om die volgende fase van die skietstilstand met Gaza te bespreek. Drie Israelse gevangenes is Saterdag vrygelaat in ruil vir 369 Palestynse gevangenes in Israelse tronke. Van die 251 mense wat tydens die Oktober 23 aanval op Israel deur Hamas gijslaar geneem is, word 70 steeds aangehou. Die Israelse militêre diens sê hulle vrees dat helfte van die gijslaars reeds dood is. Daar word verwag dat onderhandelings vir die tweede fase van die skietstilstand die week in Doha sal afskop. En dis nie net hier by ons waar die swaar reën val nie. In Amerika is 9 mense in Kentucky dood en 1 in Georgia toe stort reën gebiede in die suidooste van Amerika deurdrenk het. President Donald Trump het Kentucky se versoek goedgekeur om dit as 'n rampgebied te verklaar. Kentucky se gouverneur Andy Beshear sê noodpersoneel het in minder as 24 uur meer as 1000 reddingspogings moes uitvoer.
This is one of the most serious weather events we've dealt with in at least a decade.
Ek is Khada de Souza. The top story at this hour, City Power is attending to a power outage in the Joburg CBD, but warns that heavy rain is delaying repairs.
Thank you so much, Khada. Please be safe on the roads. Felicity Reekin and the team already extended a well wish to you in the traffic. It is slow out there with major delays. Thanks for your patience. You're amazing. Happy, happy new week. I hope the weekend was wonderful. I heard Marty talk about his Marty McParty deck. Ek gaan vir my 'n kaartjie kry, hoor. Ek wil ook in hê op hierdie hele storie. There's an exciting show that lies ahead on the work zone, and there's also a chance for you to win. So you can't switch us off today. Tell your boss, your managers that we need to stay on as Jacaranda FM. And then the other thing, you know what? I woke up this morning and I thought to myself, wouldn't it be lekker to be a stay-at-home mom? Huh? I could help the kids with their hair and make porridge like I always do, but then instead of rushing out and school running, I could just get back into bed.